many people keep saying, I'll never take the vaccine, I'll never take the vaccine, but are complying and obeying to wearing a mask. So when I'm really going to challenge you right here, people who are saying, yes, I'll never take the vaccine, are you sure about that? Because from what I've been seeing and what we're all saying here is that you've had very little practice saying no and standing your ground and really feeling not afraid when you say that, but just convictive and compassionate. Because many of us have had little experience standing your ground and explaining the law to an apprehensive or belligerent store owner who doesn't also know the law. They're just following instructions to lose their job or their money or their business. So many of us have slipped their nose off discreetly a little bit after appeasing people, or maybe caved after a long, super stressful day where you're exhausted and you can't handle one more thing or person confronting you. You've complied with schools or employer policies. You've been accustomed to the stares and the confrontation and the ridicules from strangers, friends, and people who projecting their, oh, I can't believe that you're not wearing a mask. You must not care about other people. Just practice kindness. So no one's saying that this is easy right now, but if you think that this is difficult right now with masked and non-mask wearing in that discussion, wait until what happens with the marathon of vaccines that are going to be being pushed out. So this right now is your practice ground for the championship game of how will you choose to protect yourself and your family when the vaccine rolls out, and how far are you willing to go for your freedoms?
You're listening to Seeking and Speaking Your Truth podcast. I'm Diane Kaiser, a functional medicine practitioner, holistic health coach, breast implant illness recovery expert, author of Killer Breasts, Non-Toxic Beauty Queen, and founder of the Qi Holistic Health Institute. I'm joined by my co-host, Carmen Hunter, certified health coach, trusted health coach mentor, wellness practitioner educator, and founder of the Institute for Functional Health Coaching. If you are a warrior or leader on a mission to transcend trauma and toxins and transform it into your greatest superpower, you are in the right place. This podcast will help you get right to the source of your symptoms today to get right to work on how do I listen to what my mind, body, and heart are trying to say, and what action should I take now? Because when you do, you heal yourself, you heal others around you, and you heal the whole world. This is the most sacred work you will ever do, facing shadows, smashing fears, walking the messy and magical path back to you and the mission you came here to serve. And we are honored to be your guide. Are you ready? Let's go.
So here we are. So today, you guys, we are talking with Tanya. She is good. Tanya, I would like you to do an introduction of yourself since, you know, this, as you said earlier, the bio doesn't really fit with the topic we're talking about today. But tell us a little bit about yourself. And then I want you just to go straight into telling us what happened with your child at school and why we're here today to have this conversation about masks and kids.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me, both of you. Thanks for being here. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Yes, my name is Tanya Marie. I am a mother of two. I'm an intuitive energy healer, master channeler, and former insurance agent, business professional, active in Rotary, and ambassador of the Chamber of Commerce. So very involved in the community. And kind of what led me, which I wasn't expecting to have that conversation first thing in the morning. My son, first of all, I think the most important thing is to bring up, he's an athlete. He has been playing soccer since he was 3 years old. He is extremely fit and has never had any medical conditions at all. So that was October 28th. And when I received the phone call, it was from the bathroom. And he had told me he had just passed out. Of course, I'm pissed because I knew starting the first of the year, because we delayed, I'm in Kansas, so we were delayed here in school. I was worried because he was in PE. I said, I don't agree with the mask, especially during PE, because this is not okay. He fought me and fought me and fought me because my kid's an athletic kid. Of course, PE is his favorite subject. So I said, fine, Bradley. But anytime you feel lightheaded or something, you have to pull it off. Like, I don't give a shit what anybody says. You need to just pull it off. So he calls me from the bathroom. He's like, I passed out. And I immediately flipped. I was so freaking pissed because I knew that this was going to happen. I freaking knew this was going to happen. So that's why I did my whole video. My whole purpose was to get an attorney to say that this is not okay. And I'm in one of the top 10 school districts in the country. And I had gone kind of said like my piece with it, but I'm like alone. I'm standing alone in my community with this. And so my outrage video was because school didn't call me. He didn't go to the nurse. And my son called me from the bathroom. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, so then the following week, he passed out again, almost passed out after PE in third hour. So yes, I was on the Dr. Phil show. They asked me to come on, and there was a lot of stuff that was cut. And I didn't talk as much as some of the other ladies that I want to say, like, to them, kudos, because there was a lot of facts. There was a ton of facts. Who, somebody who had COVID, who experienced it, who is a long hauler, who had specific facts that she was spitting and got cut. And I, out of anybody that should be pissed, she should be pissed the most. So, so with my whole video, I mean, that's what they asked me, is how to go viral. I'm like, hell if I know how it went viral. I was just pissed. Like, I was just rage. So I had to pull Bradley out, had to go rounds with the school. So it's like this face shield that he has to wear. Because in our school district, and I know every school district is different. Every school district is different on PE. Every school district is different. With mine currently, with Blue Valley, he had to wear a face shield. So, and now we're back to home anyway. So I've been, since the beginning, that knowing that, yes, this COVID is real. The approach, the outreach, the mind fucking of the media has overreached, is ridiculous. The fear is over the top. The kids that are getting affected by this, nobody's talking about their mental health long term. Nobody's talking about how these kids are adapting. There was such great topics behind the screens that were on TV that were brought up, and nobody wants to talk about it. They only want to talk about you're going to die. Well, guess what? Everybody's going to die, and you can't get out of this world alive. Hate to break it to you. And then when the facts, which was cut again, saying kids are less susceptible to getting this virus, didn't even make it. That didn't make it. They don't want to talk about that. And the whole internet show was cut. And none of those conversations, I will tell you, were at during that whole ending was all cut from the previous conversations and put together to look a certain way.
There is this year, there has been less deaths than last year, even from the flu, but have been zero reported deaths from the flu. Those numbers all of a sudden shifted from the flu to dying of COVID, but there have been very few deaths, less than 200 deaths of adolescents under the age of 18 this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so my girlfriend, who is taking a college master course about psychology and whatever else, just read, the FDA will not approve any drug that has not been tested for over 2 years. They just tried to amend that for this shot for the COVID. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And so I'm like, wake up. So, and there's already people that they're not talking about, because I work with a doctor in California and she posts all the time. So maybe that's somebody you might want to interview.
What's her name?
Dr. Cynthia Foster. You want somebody about facts? She has them all.
That'd be awesome. So yeah, Diane, if you'll make sure to take notes of that, so let me back up for just a moment and let me preface this to say that I reached out to Tanya after watching her video. Her video was, and we've shared it in our emails. You guys, we have put it out in our emails, and we're going to share the replay again for those of you who haven't seen it. And it has been on my Facebook and all of my groups as well. And the reason I reached out to Tanya was because I felt every single bit of rage that she had physically in my body as a mother of a 15-year-old that has been a virtual learner since the very beginning of this and has not been able to go to school normally while breathing fresh air, which is a constitutional right. Hello, right? It's a right as a human being to be able to breathe air. These mask mandates and social distancing and insanity has been pushed on us here in Hamilton County, Chattanooga, Hamilton County as well. And just want to say this also is that last July, I went on the news, I believe it was July or August before school started, asking parents to step up, call me, contact me, let's get together and let's talk and let's work against this mandate. It is not healthy for them physically, mentally, or emotionally to go to school any other way but normal. The news also chopped out the pieces that they didn't want the public to hear, kept what they did, and then off camera, told me that I was very well spoken and knowledgeable and they appreciated my information. Okay. So let me just say this. Let's just say for a second, you guys, that, you know, mainstream media is all of the media that you're looking at as far as what's on your television. For those of you who are new to the terminology, MSM, mainstream media, is what you're going to see on the Dr. Phil shows, the Oprah shows, the MSN, CNN, NBC, ABC. All of those things are mainstream. They're all owned, okay? They're all owned. And here's the other thing, Tanya, I want to ask you this quick. Have you noticed people telling you that your resources aren't reliable because they're not coming from one of those avenues as you're speaking out about these things? Have you noticed that?
That's why the part that they cut is he tried to say it was science. And I said, that's why I did the updated video. And I said, if we are based on science, I should have been dead a long time ago. And that's why at the part of that, I said, because I'm a cardiac patient, I'm considered high risk. The doctors told my parents I wouldn't live to see my teenage years. So if we're going off science, I should have been dead a long time ago. Right. So that's what I keep getting thrown in. Science, science, science.
Right. And so when
science, it always changes.
Of course it does. Of course. Yes. According to who gets their hands on it, who has the most money, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So when I watched your video, I felt like that, again, that visceral response as a mother that feels the same type of rage. And I can't even tell you what I would have been like if that would have happened to me. I literally could feel the cortisol surging through my body as you were talking. I watched it probably 5 times. And while I was watching, I was messaging you, I need to talk to you because you hit a chord inside of me. And I know many other mothers as talking to people around the world, especially in the United States, where we feel like we have absolutely no control over what people think. Mandates are laws, right? Mandates aren't laws, by the way, but we're being led to believe that a mandate is a law. So we're fighting as I don't know about you, but as a person, like a layman, a general person here, I didn't plan on going to law school. I also didn't plan on going to medical school, but I feel like I'm trying to school myself in both of those areas because the leaders of our, you know, the representatives and the officials for our schools and speaking for us on our health department boards, they're not doing a thing as far as research is concerned. Yeah. So since that day, and since, you know, the second event, has the school stepped up anything in regards to like being concerned about your concerns? Have they, I know you're at home virtual learning, but what happened after?
So the principal did, it was the second time. And then they're like, oh, does he have any history? And I said, no, he doesn't. So, and I said, if this has to do with a mask, I said, first of all, I'm an anti-masker from the freaking beginning. And I love how they go like, this little piece of cloth helps you protect. Who in their right mind thinks that's even logical? I mean, you're looking and you're like, a piece of cloth. But yet, let me tell you, we walked into a restaurant and my friend went like this. And they're like, hand a mask. I'm like, you tell me what the difference is this and this. It's mind blowing. Sorry. Off of my tangent. I'm like, don't get me going. So he did reach out and said he was worried about Bradley. And then he said, well, let me know. We can do the shield or whatever. Let me know if there's anything we can do. And they're worried about Bradley getting teased because I asked Bradley how many kids are wearing the shield or whatever. He said, not many. So, but remember, as soon as that had happened, because I kept him home, Thanksgiving hit and we're back in there. So we're online. We don't have any contact. No, I guess it's to answer your question. Not really, but it's like you can only push so much. And I think with the video, and I saw somebody's comment for a second ago, and they're talking about on fire. After doing the video and having a outreach on tons of people in Canada, I don't know if there's some watching, like tons of people, like it went viral in Canada. I had people coming saying like, oh my gosh, you're famous in Canada. Like you motivate us so much. There's going to come a point where the masks are going to be obsolete and this is going to be a dead end conversation. The purpose and what you said just a second ago, and you said the adrenaline rush and somebody just talked about the fire. I hope the video inspired you, no matter what the situation is, because if it changes in a year, if it changes in 2 years, that the fire and the passion of something that you believe in your heart and your soul, that nothing outside of you can shift you because of science or what the media is saying, that you know something is so right with inside of you that you keep that fire burning for the next thing. And you use your voice. You stand up and use your voice. So regardless if this video is just about mask, I hope the passion still burns for years for people to ignite their voice and say, we will no longer let something outside of ourselves ruin our life and run our life.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I'm glad you said that because this morning I was sitting there thinking about all of the purposes that are the things that I've been through in my life to bring me to this moment. And I was thinking, you know, how did I become this fearless person? When did I stop caring what the world thought when something has to do with protecting children, elderly, and animals? I mean, I believe that if we're able-bodied and we're adults and we're walking around in the world able to speak, we should speak up. Like, you know, get your big boy pants and your big girl pants on and start taking action and speaking up for those who cannot speak for themselves. And it reminded me of back when I was president of the Humane Society, and you know, I had served on committees and I'd spoken to commissioners and all of that. And I had no clue. I got handed a stack of papers to be the president of a Humane Society. I'd never sat on a board as a member or anything. And I think that was literally divine intervention and God preparing me for this moment. Right. Because, you know, that taught me how to stand up and speak up and never back down. And so that's one of the things that I want everyone to hear today. I want you to hear this today. If there is a tiny little piece, a little niggling of anything at all inside of you that says there is something wrong with what's happening today, where our children, they are forced to wear masks. They are forced not to interact with each other. We can't even go into grocery stores to buy food without covering our face. There's something wrong there. You need to listen to that voice, and you have a responsibility to stand up and start doing something about it. I had a little rant of my own yesterday, Tanya, and I said, you know what? If you're doing absolutely nothing, you're doing nothing. Like, you're not helping at all. In fact, you're pushing against the tide for us. You're making it very hard for us. The people out there that are speaking up, we're speaking up for your rights and your children's as well. So do you have any messages for parents out there that are afraid that they're going to, you know, afraid of what people will think, or afraid they're going to upset the school system or the government officials or anything like that?
Well, that goes a little deeper into what I do, but first of all, it has to do a lot with self-love, afraid to be seen, shoved in a box. They were never being able to use their voice in the beginning. So there's going to be, like my son, because that's the whole mama bear, is because this affected my child. That was the rage for me, because it was affected. And it may not be. Somebody may watch this and go, yeah, this isn't my fight. But when it affects you so deeply, then that will you're going to know what it's your fight. I think the first step is people like us who will stand up and be the voice for the silent. But I think it just takes a lot of courage and to know yourself so deeply to say, you know what? I've worked through a lot of shit in my life, and I have come a long ways, and I'm not doing this for somebody else. I'm doing this for me.
Right. So
even if they can find enough, even if your legs are shaking and you have weak, shaky voice, because I will tell you, after that video, I busted out crying. So it wasn't like I was boring her for the whole time, because I was crying. But even through the shaky legs, through the voice, speak your words. And if you can't write it, like, do whatever you can that you feel the passion burn inside you to get it out.
Yeah. And even if you ask, when I was talking about this yesterday, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert or whatever your personality type is, not everybody is a type AAA Midwesterner with a big mouth like me, right? But here's the thing. I'm not a great, super amazing writer, and researching is one of the things I love, but I'm not great at it. So I look for people to support me when I need them, right? So if you can't speak up because you're fearful or you're nervous, find someone to speak the words for you that is not afraid to speak the words to stand up. There is always something we can do. And if you can't speak, then write, create emails, contact people, sign petitions, lead the way in writing if you have to. But whatever you do, find a place to make a difference. The other thing that I want to say is this too, is I'm on the other side of the fence about the whole thing with COVID. I've not been quiet about the fact that I don't believe that there's actually a virus. I've done way too much research into it. Something's happening where people are getting sick. Yes, I agree. But I've done way too much research on Koch's postulates and Carrie Miller and all of those things to say they haven't isolated the virus. So I'm going to sit right here on the edge of the fence and say, until I see an isolated virus, I can't believe that it's actually real. But here's the thing. People are getting sick. People are having health problems. People are ending up in hospitals and whatnot. Stress is the number one cause of any health issue. It will trigger any health issue. So if they are only testing people for COVID, that's all you're going to see. So if you guys hear me on this, if anybody you know or love or you ends up having to go to the hospital for any reason whatsoever, make sure that they are testing you for other things as well, so you can get an accurate diagnosis of what's really going on with you. But first and foremost, let's remember that stress undoes all things in the immune system. And it is important that we are able to share this kind of information in a way that is effective with the people in our government and our officials and our leaders, right? So that we can relieve some of that stress. Because I don't know about you, but when I talk to representatives and even called in this morning to the county commissioners meeting, when I'm able to express that, those things that I'm concerned about, I feel less stress. I feel like I've detoxified my stress systems in some way because I'm taking action. So do you have suggestions on how people can, anything besides what I've said here that people can do to take action on speaking up for their kids in the schools?
I think it's important regardless to talk to your kids. Mental health for these, for the kids is, I think, the most important. Explain to them. So, you know, there, and there's a lot of people that I know that will say, oh, I hate these masks or whatever, but they do it because they don't want to make a wave, or they don't, you know, they don't want to be isolated or whatever. Just talk to your kids and say, mm-hmm. you know what? We don't have a lot of, and that's what I said. There's so many freaking questions out there. There's not a lot of answers. There's a lot of covering up. There's a lot of just bullshit out there. And I think it's important to get real with your kids and talk about it and say, you know what? Pull down the mask when you need to. Ask them how they're feeling. That's the one thing, is nobody's asking these freaking kids what they're thinking.
Exactly.
Nobody is asking and talking about the kid to the kids and saying, how are you feeling with this? What are you feeling?
I have a question for you both. You know, my research, because I don't have children, but I do know that 70% of our detox happens through our exhale. Mm-hmm. People think that it's sweating, people think that it's pooping, but it's actually with our breath. So there's a lot of people out there who are afraid, you know, to delve into this or to share this with other people out of concern for their children. So I'm wondering, is there something that you've started yet, Tanya, or what we can possibly do to bring together this information and bring it to the schools to see if those are things that they'd be willing to look into? Because I worked with one of my clients who's a mother, and many of my clients are mothers. She took an article that I wrote that I wanted to give to you all in the chat. And if you're listening to this podcast later on, it's an article I wrote on Mass Madness. It took me about 3 days collectively to put it all together. And she took that article, she took the science, that side of the science, and she brought it to her superintendent at her school system and the principal. They changed the law. They changed the rule at the school. So I'm just wondering what things that we might be able to do to start pining together, to collect as much information together and present it. If you have already done that yet, Tanya, is that something that you've been doing with other mothers?
No, and it's mostly because we're back to, all they care about right now, I got in a huge, huge freaking fight with my kid's anatomy teacher just about grades. And all they care about right now is, because like I said, I don't know what happened in your guys' state. We got pushed very far back. So now all they care about, cramming, grades, all this. So that's where they're, and I totally agree. And I totally agree. Like for that, for some people right now, I'm not in that norm bubble because I'm trying to deal with kids having issues. And I'm not the only parent that's having this on pushing grades. I heard it on parent teacher conference with the student, with the actual teacher, who said some teachers aren't even listening to the school board and saying, you're not supposed to be pushing homework. This was from my son's teacher. And I'm like,
but yeah. That's the thing. Sounds like China.
So that's where I'm like, so it's like, okay, yes, mask, but now they're going to say, you know, that's not your concern. You're in the house. So now my daughter's got her anxiety stressed up because she's covered in homework. Now we've got finals and they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing. So yeah. I get what you're saying. And then you're like, what battles do we want to take with these kids? So I've got a teenager who's dealing with anxiety and depression because they're worried about grades. They can't see their friends. They miss football or they miss homecoming, you know, all this. And then I'm dealing with my son who's like, I don't want to wear the mask. So I've got two different age groups. And I think that's important to understand as well, because we haven't even talked about the elementary kids. I don't have that. So,
right. Yeah,
so I think that's extremely important. And I think it depends on, maybe, you know, you can share that, Diane, and have that article where it is, because that's not my current reality right now. I'm dealing with something else. So,
yeah. And let me say this too, Tanya and I are both single moms. I'm through a divorce, and it comes with a whole other set of challenges when you're a single mother. Just in that alone, and never mind dumping this COVID isolation mask and restrictions on top of us. Those of us mothers who are trying to make a living and trying to create a future at an age where we never probably thought we'd be starting our lives over. So let me say, I want to put that out there as well, because, you know, someone yesterday that I spoke to at the county commissioners at Hamilton County was very nice, he was interested in hearing what I had to say. He said, you know, it sounds like we aren't on the same page. We're not like-minded is what he said. Maybe you should start a grassroots program or a group, you know, an organization and have people that think like you. And I said, hold on a minute. I'm a single mother, entrepreneur. I've got a home to take care of, a child to take care of who's dealing with exactly the same types of things your child is dealing with, Tanya. We've been home since last March, never went to school. Don't even get me started on the amount of things that have changed with friends and the way that people are being, you know, treated online and whatnot. But I said, I really don't have the time to start yet another organization to fight. But here's what I do know, and I'm going to share this because I'm going to get to a place where people can take action here. You know, as a person who used to serve on a board and committees, I know that there is a chain of command. And our first step in the chain of command is to reach out to the people who are elected to speak for us. As people in the general public, we're here asking you to represent us and our children. Okay. I want the school board to listen to my concerns. Hamilton County, I'm talking to you. I've left you multiple messages on voicemail asking for a callback. One of the wonderful ladies, Janelle Drake, that works there has been amazing in communicating with me, but I also feel sorry for her because she's at the other end of my keyboard war, right? But you know, what I want to say is this, is that we need our representatives and the people that we have elected to be in place to protect our children and to speak for them, to start speaking for them also. Stop expecting the parents that are out here that don't have law degrees, medical degrees, and aren't being paid to sit on a committee to do your work for you. We need you. And I said this yesterday as well. I am not a complainer. And then I then sit back and say, no, you do the work. I'm willing to do the work. I have offered my professional wellness services to this committee. I have yet to have anyone take me up on it. Right. So what's the big agenda here? What's the big agenda here? When people, I see a comment coming in. I'll let you speak to that in a moment. The big agenda is this, is that nobody, you guys, that is above us, there are a lot of people being paid off. One of our commissioners' wives is making a lot of money off this virus. Okay. That's under the covers as well here and in this county. But what we can do is we can keep being that gnat in their ear. We can write letters and emails. We cannot give up, you guys, but we can also go to Peggy Hall. I want to say this, thehealthyamerican.org. She's got everything out there you need to know about masks and kids. We've got Pam Popper out there that is championing the way against masks in children's health as well. We've got Tammy Clark from OSHA. She's got a background in the safety and health and compliance with OSHA. So there are people out there that are doing this work, you guys, and we'll share all the resources in the replay as well. But doing nothing is not solving any problems at all. Not at all. So go ahead. You were pointing at a comment, and I can't see comments because I'm in such a weird place with this interview right now on my phone.
Somebody's
but go ahead.
I didn't do anything, and they're right. Masks aren't our biggest problem. I will tell you right now, it's going to be the vaccination, and y'all better be fucking ready for it, because that is going to have to be, people are going to start moving. They're going to start having to find new communities. They're going to find states. So if you want to talk about going to states who care, there's going to be states that are open up that are going to say, okay, you know what? We aren't mandating it. You just wait. It has to come the top. There's going to be stuff that comes out. Wait for the tower to fall, the cookie to crumble, because my dad, every county, every school board, he would fight because I was active in FFA and agriculture and Future Farmers of America. If you didn't know what that was, I was president of Future Farmers of America. And all they cared about was getting money to the sports and not the other stuff. My dad fought every year, and nothing changes, especially in small towns. It's who you know. Nothing changes. Wait till the tower starts falling. Wait till people start dropping dead from this vaccination. Then people are going to start talking.
100%.
So we have to continue to start standing and staying in our truth. But we also have to be ready to say, I'm not playing your game anymore, and remove yourself. My mom always taught me this thing. And we talk about this with bullies and kids. If you don't want to be involved, you're going to have to remove yourself. There's going to come a point when America is going to be divided. There's going to be people, and it said it on the Dr. Phil show, 4 and 4, who are going, and that was that's the perfect part they cut out, the COVID girl. She goes, and he goes, well, why wouldn't you get the vaccination? She goes, there's not enough science. She goes, we are struggling now. Then they're just going to throw a vaccine at something. She goes, you don't even know the effects that it's having. So it's going to come down to us building communities of like-minded people and getting off the system. When you don't feed them, when you don't give them money and you don't participate in it, they fall.
Yep. 100%. My gosh. Yes.
This is how you have to do it. You have to remove yourself and you have to create your own world.
That's so important right now. They just released the information that's happening for the studies in Australia, and they found 5 different types of virus and 1 round of antibodies to HIV. So there is a lot of information out there that these are weapons. They're massive weapons of technology. They're driven. So they're, like you said, Tanya, there will be a divide. Watch for our interview coming out with Mark Steele, and then something I'm posting on my Instagram that hopefully will stay up. But what their plan is that people who get vaccinated, if they're around other people who have not been, and we're in the presence of EMF together, that person who's been infected will pass the infection to the other person who's never been injected through EMF frequencies. So this there will be, and there needs to be, a huge divide. So people who are thinking, oh, you know, I could still sleep in the same room with my so-and-so partner or some kid in the house, there will be no more safe place around with people who have had this vaccine.
Right. Very important. Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out. And for those of you who are, you know, you're saying, is that the answer? We just abandon our lives and get off the grid and whatnot. We need to be realistic here. You know, the world, we've been moved into an online world for a reason, you guys. And if you don't think we're being watched in this very moment right now, tell me why my camera was working right before I started this webinar and then it didn't, it stopped working. Everything. And you know, again, conspiracy theorists, I've been called that since the very beginning of this. It's interesting because when people are called conspiracy theorists, you know, we're made to look like we don't care about the truth and that we're over here breaking our backs and working our asses off because it's fun for us. When in reality, you know, we are the people over here that have put a lot of things aside to make sure that we're spreading the truth, not because we want to or it's fun, but it's because we're called to do so. So Diane and I have a group open on Mighty Networks. We are moving away as far as possible away from the people that are trying to control and censor us. So Facebook, Instagram, those places. So Mighty Networks, that Diane is going to plug that into the chat for you guys, Seeking and Speaking Your Inner Truth. And we'll send it in the replay as well, because we need, even though it's not realistic for us to pack up our homes and move out to the country and create a community in this moment, the community that Diane and I are trying to create for you guys, it is online, but it's uncensored thus far. It is going to be a community of people just like us. And we hope, Tanya, you'll come over there and share your wisdom with us, where we can talk about solutions and that we can talk about the real topics that are the things that we should be concerned about, like 5G, like vaccines, like the, you know, the virus, all of those things, where we can help more people. So let that be known right there that we are trying to create that community for you. And let me also say this, I've seen a couple things come through about Biden and Harris. Let me just say this out loud for the people in the back. President Trump is still our president. So calling Biden our president at this point right now is what the mainstream media is doing to make you think that we have lost. So I'm going to put that out there right now. So just so you know that Biden is not our president. He cannot mandate anything at this point. Let's stay present in what we're doing right now. And that's remembering that we have a president in place that is hopefully fighting for us. Okay. All right. So are there any questions coming in at all, Diane, that we need to answer or respond to?
Yes, there was one, and this was coming from Rachel. It's a great question. Have you read the Danish study that was finally accepted by a well-reputed scientific journal, which states that there was a 0.3 difference in infection rates between the two groups that wore masks, which is only a 1.8% infection rate, and the other one that didn't, which is a 2.1% infection rate?
I did see that too.
Did you read it?
I believe I saw that. Yeah,
I did too. And you guys, you know, a little grace for us when we are diving into a lot of different articles and things. I get thousands and thousands of videos and articles and podcasts and snippets of things every week, as I know Tanya does too. She probably gets more than I do after having a video that went viral. And it is hard to remember our sources, but just know this, that, you know, whatever is out there that at your fingertips, please do your searching on a search engine. Like, and I'm just going to say DuckDuckGo. I know they're connected to Google. There are other ones out there. I'll be sure to include those in a replay. Stop searching on Google. Start searching on other places, because people are saying, oh, well, I can't find it anywhere. It must not be true. Well, you're not going to find any of that out there on Google and mainstream media. You're going to have to do some digging and investigating, and you have just as much skill on this kind of thing as I do. We all have the ability to search and look. And then also I want to say this too about the second wave that everyone's talking about coming through. That is not from a second wave of a virus. It is from people breathing their own toxic waste, from lowering their immune system, from wearing masks and being under a significant amount of stress. It is also from people getting the flu vaccine, which is also making people sick. And the other last thing I want to say about this real quick, as far as Pfizer is concerned, since one of the commissioners on the call today made a passive aggressive statement about me kind of not knowing what I'm talking about, but his son is deeply entrenched at Pfizer as a research scientist, and he encourages everyone to do their work by looking at the documents that he's going to provide from Pfizer. Pfizer has the words human trial on their page. Human trial, you guys, about this vaccine. Those two words should never be connected to each other when it comes to even one person taking a vaccine. So I want to just share that human trial. I never want to be a trial for anything that could or could not kill me. And I certainly wouldn't put my son in the line of fire for that as well.
Let me share something that I just learned yesterday, you guys, about this. There's five things that are purported to be a part of what this COVID issue is. And it's four things or five things. One is hormones. So if you're living in fear or stress, like Carmen said, if you're living in fear, you're activating cortisol, depleting it, and then you don't have enough energy for other things, as well as adrenaline. So that's number one. Number two is this virus that's going to be spread through the vaccine. That's you know, it could be HIV, it could be a ton of different viruses, but that's number two. Number three are heavy metals and nanoparticulates that we're breathing in. So it's important to clear out your water, your food. Which food? Glyphosate is another huge one. So you got to clean that out and take some kind of a binder. Carmen and I will talk about how to help you with all these things. And then what is the fifth one? Hold on a second. Let me look. The fifth one, is that, something about the guts. Let me get back to you on that one, but I'll turn it back over to you, Tanya.
Yeah. You're probably talking about the healthy bacteria in your guts. And the thing that nobody talks about, that's what I do, is your energy. If you have not done self-healing, if you've lived your life in trauma and you have not healed that, your physical body, when you have gone through trauma from the age of 0 to 7, this is now psychology proven all over. If you hold trauma, it creates a physical element in your body. It shows up as cancer. It shows up as thyroid problems, not being able to clear your voice. Anything with the gut, you hold emotions. It's so all this stuff. So it's constantly being shoved. So that's why I said in the very beginning of this, it's important to talk to your child. You care about your child's health. Talk to them, let their emotions out. Because what happens is when you harbor emotion, it shows up as a physical element. That's what us healers do, is go from the trauma response, begin healing that, and unwind the cycle. So when you put in healthy food and you do a diet and you do it in exercise, when you leave this physical body, you are an energetic soul being. That is what continues. If that is not clear, if that trauma and everything that you've been carrying your whole life is not clear, your physical elements will show up all the time and you will get sick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it's been one of my main fights since the very beginning of this is what masks and social isolating are doing to our kids when their brains aren't even developed enough to understand why they have to wear them. And one of the things I literally felt, I got that choking, I'm going to bust out in tears feeling when I watched the video of the family with the 2-year-old on the United flight the other day. I know everybody's probably seen that. And the man had his hand with the mask on it over his daughter's face because she wouldn't put it on her ears and she was crying. And there's a part of that video where she's laying down and he's having to hold it and she's moving her face and she's crying. So let's think about a 2-year-old child whose brain isn't even remotely close to being developed, who doesn't have the language skills to express her fear and concern. As she grows older, one of the major traumas in her life might even be, and I'm not being dramatic here, this is absolutely true, that her dad tried to suffocate her as a child.
I know, sexual trauma. This is the same thing. All this is the same. Like, this is what I do. I'm like, I help heal people from starting from childhood. So this is the stuff that nobody wants to talk about.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
No, nobody wants to talk about the mental state. So you want to worry about this belief. They're like, oh, we're making history. Yeah, guess what you're also doing? Fucking up your kids. Because guess what? Tell your kids to go in to be a counselor because they're going to have tons of jobs by the time they're in 30 because everybody's going to be talking about this time period, how their parents responded, what they are being programmed to believe, and now in fear.
Yep.
And Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome, everybody.
Yep, fear and response. Exactly. Yeah, so the neural pathways in the brain that we lay down as we go through life, you guys, are the ones that shape our future. Are we going to have neural pathways laid down that create addiction and people and children who are going to be incapable of having healthy relationships? I mean, we've got enough of that going on as it is that people are getting divorced, people don't know how to connect, there's attachment problems, there's boundary issues. Well, you throw a monumental pandemic fear-based issue on top of these kids. And remember this, whether you have children or not, they're going to be leading our country. They're going to be leading our world.
Exactly.
So think about who you want in charge of you. I'm 49, almost 50 years old. And if I'm in a home, God help me. I hope my kids listening right now from upstairs, don't put me in a home. If I'm ever in a place where someone is in charge of me, making decisions for me, I want them to be healthy in their mind, body, and soul, not traumatized and addicted and programmed to believe that the human heart and the human mind aren't important enough to be able to be protected and to speak for ourselves. Yeah. So hear me on that. I don't want a future where our kids can't relate to other people. Are teenagers who are no longer allowed to even go to homecoming dances or sit next to girls in lunch and understand the chemical relationship between each other and what it means to have boundaries with each other. I mean, don't even get me started, but let me tell you what the biggest concerning thing about this is. When I asked a commissioner the other night, I'm sorry, a district representative for Hamilton County in my area, do you have children? I have three, and they're getting plenty of social interaction with their friends and so on. And so, okay, great. But what about the people who are trying to work to have a job to provide for their family and can't be there with their child to show them what it means to have normal interaction? It's not about you, representatives. It's about the people that put you in place. Good for you for having all these things in place for a healthy place for your children. But are you thinking about the kids that you're representing? That's the question. And that's the problem I have. The biggest problem I have. So
it hits them, know, home, then they'll change. When something affects their family, then it will change.
Yeah.
It has to hit somebody at their heart.
Carmen 100%. And Tanya, you know, this is true. This is like people who have vaccine injured children. They weren't believers that vaccines were extremely toxic and a lethal weapon until they had to quit their jobs, spend $150,000 plus a year on a vaccine injured child who then became permanently disabled. And the majority of people who have these vaccine injured children end up in a divorce. It's a dinosaur for them to stay together. So most of the time we have to walk through our own suffering before we can see the other side and free ourselves. So I want to ask you guys, because we're starting to wrap up here. We've got a few questions that we have come in the panel. What would both of you like to say to Dr. Phil and anybody who was with you that day that you couldn't so much speak your mind to on national television?
I don't have anything. I mean, thanks for having me on the show. I get it was programmed. I get you're in that world. Yeah, you know, that's TV. I get it. The people at Dr. Phil's are really cool. Like, I get it. That's the world they live in. So that's why I said turn the TV off a long time ago. I think it's more for the people that were on there. For the women, that's who I want to talk to. I want to talk to the women, especially, I can't even remember her name, the long hauler, bless her heart, Chip, the girl that was on there, Danielle, yep. The other girl that's wore, like that, those are the people that I was like, you know what, thanks for coming on and telling your story. And even if it did get chopped to pieces, like, we feel you. Even though maybe we don't agree, I feel you. Because no matter what, at the end of the day, we're all children of God. We all are living on the same damn planet. We all need to respect Mother Earth. We all need to come together in communities. And we need to find a way to find unconditional love. And I said at the end of the video, and I was really happy that the producer said that at the very end of the video, because that's the truth. When it comes down to it, we got to figure out a way to do better And because what we're doing right now sucks.
Yeah. And let's say this too, you know, just like we can say, we vote with your dollars, right? Mm-hmm. Vote with your time and don't spend any more time, not one more freaking second, following people like Dr. Phil or Oprah or Dr. Oz or any of the other sellouts or people out in our conventional world that are showing us one thing on the screen, and then behind closed doors, they're doing another. And that's happening all across the board in our health and wellness industry. It's one of the reasons Diane and I have come together with such force here, is that the people that is supposed to be leading the way for all of us, for health and wellness professionals, and also for the general community, they have sold their souls, or they have been paid a lot of money, which to me is selling your soul if you're not going to speak the truth. And they've moved in another direction. So we hope to be, you know, the hope for you guys and lead you in the right direction. And I don't want to end. And I usually go a full hour, so please bring the questions, you guys. I have time, and Tammy, I think you set aside the time too. But I want to make sure that everybody knows about Tammy Clark. So let's touch on businesses real quick. Let's shift just for a second from kids, because masks affect all of us. Even though we're here talking about kids, they affect everybody. And I want to read a statement that Tammy Clark made, and I'll be sharing this document as well. This replay email is going to take time. I'm going to be formulating it, putting all this in there, so please be patient. But here's what she says. So my background in OSHA safety, health, and compliance, working with PPE masking, and I've done hundreds of PPE tests, hundreds of environmental situation site analysis, hazard materials analysis, waste operations, dealing with hazardous chemicals and pathogen testing, pathogen protection, environmental protection. There is a lot of science that nobody is hearing, and a lot of information that you are not getting. So I'm going to provide you guys with the information that she has. I encourage you, if you are wearing a mask, if you have a business, if your child is being forced to wear a mask, that you get really clear on what this is doing to your health and what you can do from the perspective of a person that works in a business that's being forced to wear a mask. Okay, there's protection for you out there. And let's not forget to say this one more time. Let's all say it together. A mandate is not a law. So these mandates are illegal. Let me say that too. And if you are speaking to commissioners or representatives, they'll say to you, well, it's just a mandate. Nobody's forcing people to wear it. And so this is what I said yesterday. Nobody may be forcing them to wear it, but what the people in Hamilton County and other counties as well are believing is that this is a law because of the threats that they are under by what the government, the CDC, and everyone else is putting out there in the mainstream news. Okay. So people believe what they're told. They are programmed to believe the things that scare them. So if the government and our representatives want to make a difference and they really want to speak up, stop telling people that they have to wear a mask because it's a mandate or a law. They don't have to, and there's no law that says that they do. It's actually illegal. And Diane, I want you to real quickly touch on the Mayberry law that we talked about that says that it's illegal for anyone to have to make you cover your face. The Second and Tenth Amendment are being broken.
Yeah,
you posted about it.
Yeah, so you guys, right now what's happening on Facebook, and I don't know about other social media streams, but what's happening is that any post on the Constitution and the preservation and execution of the Constitution is being removed and people being warned. So it's showing one of my friends who just got arrested and thrown in jail for not wearing a mask, and I was with him recording the whole thing. He just sent me this video of a guy who had been recently posting about the Constitution and how any of these mandates are against our constitutional rights. They're being removed from his Facebook. So it's just like that, or anything that's saying that there was voter fraud happening. These things are all being removed from social media. So what that means is, what we know is that we're living in a paradoxical world, but the things that you're sharing that are truth are getting removed. So if you're sharing these things that are getting removed, it's probably because it's the truth, and Communist China is trying to block it because they're trying to take our nation over. So the mandates, and any mandates that are trying to say and overrule and override our health freedoms and our pursuit of happiness, it's actually null and void. And this was even stated by, I don't know if you guys saw, Tanya, there's another viral guy that spread millions of views, and it was the cop. Did you guys see that cop speaking up about how he was saying that it is unconstitutional to arrest people for wearing a mask, even if the store owners are saying that it's considered trespassing because it's their rule? It is actually unconstitutional. He spoke up about that. Guess what? He lost his job.
Yep.
So he, if you guys, I'll try to put that in the show notes as well, because I just saw that.
I posted on my Facebook. I didn't wonder if it's still on there. Who he said that this is ridiculous. An actual ER nurse or a doctor, excuse me, an ER doctor. It's actually on my Facebook page. I wonder if it's taken down. I've been censored, but yeah. And he said the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he said, you just wait. And yeah.
Yeah. And so I'll touch on this. I pulled it up while Diane was talking. So the Marbury, I don't know why I want to say Marlboro, probably because 25 years ago I smoked them.
Brainwashing. But they said cigarettes were good for us, though.
I know they are.
So are masks,
pregnant
right?
Women, pregnant women.
Just trust so the Marbury, science.
Guys, Marbury come versus, on.
I know. Okay. So I'm going to read this real quick. The Marbury versus Madison ruling, the court was poised to overrule any government action if the court determined that the action violated the Constitution. Okay, so as I've loved to read lately, and it comes up everywhere, the Constitution doesn't expire in case of emergency. The Constitution stands no matter what's going on, you guys. If the world went dark and everything fell apart, the Constitution is still in place. It doesn't just go away, poof, because we're all in the middle of a crisis. That is there to protect us. We are protected by that. And that's one of the things that I think people keep forgetting. Is that you have a right to free air. You have a right to medical freedom. You have a right to freedom of speech. And sadly, I mean, after speaking with two 20-year-old girls in the playground yesterday, I was walking my dog. This is what they said to me. And this is a scary thing I want you all to consider. And I'm so glad that Tanya was saying, talk to your kids. I asked them, I told them who I was. And I said, I'm interested in knowing a little bit from your perspective, why, what your feelings are about wearing masks, why you're wearing one outside. I'd love to hear your side of the story. And what came out of their mouth, it was almost like they picked up a piece of paper from mainstream media and read it as script. Well, it's not a big deal. It feels normal and comfortable now. I wear it to protect others. Well, doctors wear them all day. You guys, this is straight programming. This is brainwashing and programming. If you don't wonder why everything online is so interesting and so, drawing people in, is addiction. Technology and media and marketing it's addiction, and it's targeting our youngest people. And I basically thanked them for their time and told them, I encourage you to practice critical thinking. They looked at me like they didn't know what that was. I am very fearful for our future with the way that our children are being raised today. They can't even sign their name in cursive. What in the hell has happened to the education of our children? Mm-hmm. You guys, this is such a big problem. It's so much bigger than masks. It's so much bigger than
that. I got an email today. It's so funny you said that. I got an email today, and then math teacher's like, there's an app that if they're taking a test, they can take a picture and get the answer. And she's like, can you please leave it off their phone? And I'm like, y'all haven't figured this shit out yet, have you? Our kids aren't learning shit. And you guys are just so like in fear box mode. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus. So yeah, that's funny that you said that, because I'm just like, yep. So that's why I have a conversation with my kids. I have children outside. I have kids, family, friends, or not even family, friends, kids, call me.
Yeah.
So yeah. I reached the intuitive kids and we have a conversation.
That's the divide right there, Tanya. Mm-hmm. That right there is the divide. People who are listening to their intuition and trusting their gut, and people who are abandoning their intuition and your connection to source and God, your creator, whatever that looks like for you, and says, I'm too stupid to know better. I should probably just obey and follow the science. So who will be rewarded?
That, go ahead, go fall off the earth, and then let me know how that works for you.
Yeah, yeah. People, you guys, it's okay. It's several of you in the comments, and I want to get to the questions now. Several of you in the comments are saying, like, I've been posting a lot. I'm trying to get people to wake up, but here we are. I want to save your adrenals, and it's time. God is going to reward those of us who are treating our own temple like a soul, dropping our control dramas, and stopping the desire to save other people, because only we can save ourselves. So you will be rewarded for sitting calmly where you're at, speaking up and speaking out, and not following the bullshit. So let's get to some questions, you guys, because some of these are, have you heard of the, and some of them are actually questions. So let's get into those. And by the way, the fifth one that I was mentioning earlier that I already spoke to is EMS. So those five things, the vaccine, the toxins, heavy metals, glyphosate, and EMS are the main things, and your hormones, fear, stress. Okay. Yeah. So,
hey, Diane, hold on. Can you make sure you save the chat, copy and save it somehow? Because I've never done a webinar from the phone before. You know, if I'm not sure, I want to make sure we have all of the chat. I would like to be able to save those because I learned from those.
Yeah, me too. No, I was going to grab all those. So make sure you hit stop recording and then it stops it and I'll grab all the notes and all the questions.
Perfect.
And
everything. Okay.
Yeah, I got that. Because you're the host. I can't do it because you're the one that's running the show here, girl.
Okay.
So Melanie, thank you for the question. Did you have any lawyers contact you, Tanya? If so, did they have any good advice or feel that they could help at all based on your post that you shared that you were trying to generate some support from?
Actually, no. The only thing that I know, and the views, I got like so many views.
How many views do you think it got?
It got 154,000. And then it was shared on Instagram, not by me, by somebody else. And then Dr. Phil has his own like three things and it's shared through multiple things.
And no lawyer stepped up.
I'm supposed to contact a social justice attorney. And I did find out from another attorney that there is several cases similar to this who are already in, mm-hmm. who are already going to court. So I mean, I would be like on the line of like 500. Like there's so many that are already in line.
Okay. So, and I could put you in contact, Tanya, with, I live in Sedona, mm-hmm. and there's an attorney here. He has three medical licenses. And so he's hammering people left and right. I'm part of this whole organization here with like
are
the mayor.
Are you in Sedona now?
Yes. In Arizona. Okay. Yep. What state are you in?
Kansas.
Okay. So I don't know if he could work with you or work with different states, but I'll talk to him. They're really good at responding because our community is really tight here in Sedona. There's only like 10,000 of us. So what he did say is that class action won't do anything. We have to go individually against these different institutions because class action is like, oh, a little bit here and there. It's not super sexy, but it's one person and the Constitution overrides that. This guy knows how to get around it. So I'll put you in contact with him and see what can be done because I don't know if it's a state-by-state thing. But Melanie, I hope that answers your question. Anybody else have any follow-up to that before the next question?
I have something I want to say real quick about that is that be very, very careful if you decide to go out and look for somebody to represent you, that they actually have a law degree. I got a message from a friend yesterday or the day before that they asked her to come on and share her experience from getting kicked off of a flight. She sat online waiting to speak forever. It was very unprofessionally done. They said that she was going to be speaking to a large group of people. Turns out that the person that that was supposed to be representing her, sharing her story, wasn't even an attorney, but on there, it wasn't an attorney at all, in fact, but on their website looked to be representing themselves as attorneys. So do your homework on that before you waste any time on hiring anyone or spending one dime on anything like this. Yeah.
And I don't know if places like if you have LegalZoom would be robust enough. I think that you got to go straight to somebody who is very passionate about the same things as you. Don't just go to any standard attorney.
And and that's what happened is I would talk to one attorney and he's like, I don't feel the same way about you. And I was like,
yeah. Just like I said,
my son's pediatrician here locally said that she couldn't help us because she didn't align with our beliefs and actually had the guts to say, the people who don't believe in vaccines aren't my patients. That's her word. Exactly. I never once said I was an anti-vaxxer. I never once said that. Okay. But I wanted a letter from my son to not have to wear a mask. And, she absolutely refused and was not polite or professional in any capacity about it. So, people have, they lost all sense. Yeah.
And you guys, if you keep people around like that who are leaders, then you are expressing and showcasing your Stockholm syndrome and the trauma bond that you have an attachment to with that person. And it's something amazing for you to explore. So just keep that in mind. And many of you who are listening are health leaders yourselves. So do you see why it's so important for you to step up? This is how people are being treated. It's bullshit. If you don't, it's my way or the highway. Who wants to be in a relationship or a partnership of any kind with anybody who says my way or the highway?
That's right.
Who has zero liability if they injure your child or you, even if you die, zero liability. This has been going on for a long time too, not just this year.
That's right.
Okay. Jennifer Mansler asks, this is for you, Carmen, I think. Is Tennessee going to remain free and not mandate the vaccine and lift the quarantines and mask mandates? I am looking for a free state like Florida who's already lifted the lockdowns and mask mandate and doing better health-wise than other states. Any other governors that have the same mentality?
Exactly. Great question. Yeah. Yeah. Let me say this about Florida first and foremost. Yes, the governor has lifted all the mandates. There are no mandates down there at all. But here's the problem, you guys. Businesses have been, again, the word programmed to believe that there is something scary going on and that they need to protect themselves. So the freedom of Floridians is not what you think. I have a lot of friends and contacts down in Florida. They don't feel any more free down there, depending on where they are, than we do in other areas of the country. So when it comes to like looking for a state that is being led in a free way, there's a lot more to consider than just packing up and getting out, right? So Governor Lee here in Tennessee, there's actually some lawsuits against him. I'm following that. I encourage you to go to Tennessee Stands to see what's going on. So TennesseeStands.com, I believe it is. I'll include it in the replay. They are doing big work, and they are following up and you know, working with people who have complaints. They have attorneys on site and so on. So go to Tennessee Stands and find out if what you're reading out there aligns with your beliefs. And that's the other thing you need to keep in mind. Governors and mayors get replaced. So even if right now it looks like everything's all safe and great, you know, in a couple of years, someone else might be in place that says everybody needs to lock themselves in their home and suck on their big toe or we're all going to die. Okay. So don't put your faith in anybody that's in an existing leadership position. Put your faith in your instincts, intuition, and what you want to see for yourself and your family as far as your life continues and moves forward. And then don't move into any big cities, no matter where you go.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's where 5G, you guys, the very first cases of COVID happened in just outside of Seattle and Washington, where the very first city in all of America, 5G was installed and activated. That's from Dr. Diedrich Klinghardt. I'll put that in the notes as well. So stay out of big cities, whatever you do.
Yeah. And the rest of that answer real quick is that we have mandates here by mayors. So the governor leaves it up to our mayors to mandate our laws here. Laws, right? And to make mandates on businesses and what to expect and whatnot. So depending on where you are, like Nashville, the mayor of Nashville, I mean, it's horrible over in Nashville. People are wearing masks everywhere in their cars. My nephew was there recently and didn't see one person without one. Here in Chattanooga, we have a lot more people that are just saying, you know, F it, I'm done with all of this. And I actually saw four mask-free people the other day at one store, three at another. I know we caught each other's eyes and we were like, whoa, like shocked to see someone else's full face. So do your homework on any state you're deciding on. If you want to know more about Tennessee, you're free to email me at carmenhunterhealth@gmail.com after you've done a little bit of homework and ask me personal questions. I actually met with people from Washington that wanted to move here. We had dinner together. So I have some insight there as well. But you guys, it is every place is susceptible to change. So don't like hang your hat on a certainty. There are no certainties right now.
I moved to Arizona because I saw that it was red and it felt like it had a lot more freedom. Moved to Sedona in March of this year, and I've been living in California for 42 years. Something just felt wrong. I got here and all of a sudden our state turned blue. And I'm like, that's bullshit. I saw all the Trump, how many supporters were there in the neighborhood, but I still live in Sedona where there is a lot more openness about this. So I walk into Safeway, I walk into Whole Foods, I walk into a lot of restaurants here safely without a mask, and I still have not put my mask on once, except for bullshit airplanes that I don't recommend you travel on during the holidays. By the way, there's too much shit happening in the air. Stay home with your family.
Or maybe in the near future, because airlines are being taken over by other countries right now.
Big time. So
know that. Yeah.
Just pick, there's pick so your much battles. To cover. Yeah. There's- so. Okay, good question there, Jennifer. Thanks, lady, for the coverage. Stan asks the question, my statement to all who listen is that the global synergistic efforts of the lockdowns and media fear-mongering and propaganda will exponentially exceed the virus. I don't know about you.
Oh,
guys,
it's done. It's already here. That's already happening for sure.
Yeah.
100%. And I saw someone asking for my email again. Would you mind to type that in for her, Diane, if you want to put my email in for anyone who's interested in more information about Tennessee? Mm-hmm, sure. Do we have any other questions at all?
Yeah. Or can we? One more. And this might be did you see? Linda Osmond said, did you see that Dr. Paul Thomas, MD, just had his medical license revoked? He was a pediatrician for years and wrote the Safe Vaccination Plan book because he did a study on his practice to determine if unvaxxed kids were sicker, as often people claim. His results disproved that and wanted to go further with a published study. And this happened with no reason given for the license removal.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the biggest signs you guys can hang your hat on here is this, is that if it's censored, there's an element of truth to it. So I want to say this too. And I need to, you know, I shared this with the school board. I asked them to come into this webinar, my kid's school board. And I want to make sure that I acknowledge, you know, again, it's not just about, I don't want to just say that everybody across the board generalization sucks and isn't interested in our children's health here. But I do want to say, I want to give some kudos out to the principal of Hamilton County, East Hamilton County High School, that has relentlessly listened to me and taken my messages, even though he's not really in a position to take action on the things that I'm needing. You know, he could be a little bit more forthright in helping me get to the right places. I do want to acknowledge he is at least communicating with me. Also, Janelle Drake, this person is also someone I want to throw out kudos to. I'm going to be sharing this webinar with them. And, you know, you guys, Commissioner Baker as well. Other than that, out of all the phone calls, being on the news, all the emails, all the letters I've written, I really literally have only gotten 3 people in this entire county that have expressed concern about what's happening today. So I didn't want to go without acknowledging them, because I think it's important when people are actually trying to do a good job and speak up that you acknowledge them. That's important. Other than that, you know, follow us on Seeking and Speaking Your Inner Truth. Tanya, where can people find you? And maybe if they're needing some, again, like some healing of their own and need some support with maybe some untapped trauma that they're trying to process, where can people find you?
TanyaMarie.com.
TanyaMarie.com. And we'll put that correct spelling in the email in the replay. And Diane, do you have any, or Tanya, do you have any closing statements or anything you want to say at all?
Somebody had a question for me. I saw my name and said I had a question, but okay. I don't know if Diane saw it or not. I didn't know what it was.
You want to check that, Diane?
A question. I haven't seen any other questions in the question. It might be in the chat, which if you guys are asking questions in the chat, they get lost and drowned. So
okay, yeah, I knew somebody asked a question. I just saw my name and said I have a question. I don't know. And that's all I can see. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, is it Kim? Well, I see Kim mentioned something here, and I do have a closing statement as well. Kim says, I can't enter in any store without a mask or have it a tiny bit below my nose without the risk of being asked to leave. All I want is to eat and shop for healthy food. My question is, what can we do about it? I think that we pretty much covered that in here. What I was going to show you guys is, this is a possibility too. This is one of those mesh masks that a lot of people are wearing and not getting stopped in stores.
I have mine and I have it on glasses. So yeah. I have a fake pair of glasses and I put them on. So what I can do is I can pull it and it goes all the way down here, and I haven't been stopped once.
Awesome.
I made
mine. And I want to say the risk of being stopped isn't the same as being stopped. So I don't wear a mask unless I have to. And if anybody invites me to go somewhere where I even have to put it on my face to get to a table, I politely decline, because it sends the message this is just the way I feel. It sends the message that I believe that there is some reason to fear anything. And I refuse to do that. So let me say this. I want you to ask yourselves this question, and we will be providing a lot more solutions in the replay, but ask yourselves this question. If you're sitting in the parking lot of a store that you want to go in and buy healthy food at, that you're used to going into, and you feel those butterflies in your chest and you start to feel the cortisol burning in your back and you're nervous, and you're fearful of walking in without a mask, ask yourself this question. What is the absolute worst thing that can happen? What is the worst thing that can happen if I walk into that store and I don't have a mask on my face? One of the worst things that can happen is that someone says, you can't be in here, you must leave. You then turn around if you don't want to confront and argue about your rights to breathe fresh air and go and leave. Okay, thank you. The other worst thing that can happen is they offer you a mask, like they did at American Eagle to my son and I while waiting in line yesterday. And I said, we're medically exempt, but thank you. So really what you're fearing most of the time is a story that you've created in your mind that's giving your body the message that you have something to be afraid of, something you have to fear. Oh my gosh. But in reality, if you're walking into that store with no mask on your face, you're going to see someone else without one, or someone who doesn't want to wear those and like I did, and needs the guts to take it off. Yep. And they'll walk up to you, like it's happened to me, take the mask off and say, I'm sorry to bother you. I don't normally walk up to strangers in stores, but where do you get your courage to do that? I said, I'm a child of God and I get to breathe fresh air just like everybody else here. He took that thing off, stuffed it in his pocket and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yes, you guys, that's the virus. It is owning your temple. We are the other side of that virus. You know, Carmen, what you just said is that Many people keep saying, I'll never take the vaccine. I'll never take the vaccine, but are complying and obeying to wearing a mask. So when I'm really going to challenge you right here, people who are saying, yes, I'll never take the vaccine, are you sure about that? Because from what I've been seeing and what we're all saying here is that you've had very little practice saying no and standing your ground and really feeling not afraid when you say that, but just convictive and compassionate. Because many of us have had little experience standing your ground and explaining the law to an apprehensive or belligerent store owner who doesn't also know the law. They're just following instructions to lose their job or their money or their business. So many of us have slipped their nose off discreetly a little bit after appeasing people, or maybe caved after a long, super stressful day where you're exhausted and you can't handle one more thing or person confronting you. You've complied with schools or employer policies. You've been accustomed to the stares and the confrontation and the ridicules from strangers, friends, and people who projecting their, oh, I can't believe that you're not wearing a mask. You must not care about other people. Just practice kindness. So no one's saying that this is easy right now, but if you think that this is difficult right now with masked and non-mask wearing in that discussion, wait until what happens with the marathon of vaccines that are going to be being pushed out. So this right now is your practice ground for the championship game of how will you choose to protect yourself and your family when the vaccine rolls out, and how far are you willing to go for your freedoms?
Great point. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for that statement, Diane. I think it's a that I could not say anything else past that. This is the definite trial of the century right here. How are you going, yep, to respond to this? How are you going to stand up for your people, for yourself, for your health, for your rights? We don't have much time left. You know, the vaccine is here. It's here. People are taking it. So practice your no, right? And then get really educated. Practice your no. Get really educated on what, you know, if you can. Do the study, do the reading, you know, get really boned up on what a mandate and what a law is, you guys. We're going to provide you with plenty of resources to do so. But just again, I want to say thank you to Tanya for accepting my message, first of all, from the crazy stranger that said, we need to talk. I just appreciate you being open to even having the conversation, Tanya. I wanted to support you in some way.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If this episode moved you and you're seeking community, courage, and clarity to help you take massive action now toward health, happiness, and freedom, we'd like to invite you to join our Transformation Tribe. Just go to DianeKaiser.com or CarmenHunterHealth.com and click on Truth Tribe to join us, where you'll be reminded daily that your life has purpose, your story has significance, your dreams count, your voice matters, and you were born to make an impact. You've struggled long enough. The war is won. Your solutions are here. It's time to unlearn the lies, untether the prison bars, and unleash your sovereign soul so you can finally be free. See you in the group, Truth Seekers and Speakers, and remember, your intuition is your light, and truth always wins.